Real quick, we have to take a break to acknowledge the sponsor of today's episode, which is Secret Nature. Secret Nature's ultra premium CBD gummies are crafted with real botanicals, nothing extra, and designed to fit right into your day with clean, purposeful functionality. So for me personally, I like to take one of their snoozer gummies in the evening to unwind and ensure that I get a good night's sleep. After a long day, especially when my brain is just still running a mile a minute and I can't seem to settle down, I'll take one to help me slow down, unplug, and actually get a good night's sleep. I personally don't drink alcohol because I just don't like the way it makes me feel the next day, but these gummies feel very clean, intentional, and it never leaves me groggy the next morning, just feeling balanced and rested. Secret Nature's gummies are organic and farm grown. They're never lab made. They're ultra premium CBD gummies made with real botanicals and nothing extra. You've got two purpose built options. There's Bliss for clear focus and productive flow if you want to take one during the day, and then you get Snoozers to help you relax and rest at the end of the day. Each gummy has consistent, measured CBD, so there's never any guessing, just clean, reliable functionality that fits naturally into your schedule. Get 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with the code MAMA. That's M-A-M-A. And just a heads up, their Black Friday sale is coming up, and they are going to be offering 25% off on orders of $75 or more, 35% off on orders of $125 or more, and then 40% off on orders of $150 or more between November 26th and the 30th. So don't forget to use my code MAMA when you check out. That's M-A-M-A at secretnature.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy to see if you could save when you bundle your home and auto policies. Try it at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Summer's here, and Nordstrom has everything you need for your best dress season ever. From beach days and weddings to weekend getaways and your everyday wardrobe, discover stylish options under $100 from tons of your favorite brands like Mango, Skims, Princess Polly, and Madewell. It's easy, too, with free shipping and free returns, in-store order pickup, and more. Shop today in stores, online at Nordstrom.com, or download the Nordstrom app.
Test, test, check, 1, 2. You know you need Unique New York. You know you need Unique New York. Does that sound all right? Ah, that's better. You can always tell something's missing when you get isolated results. Like AI that's only right for one of your systems. Get AI that can work across your data and applications. Learn more at IBM.com. The AI built for business. IBM.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Mama Minute. If you're here for true crime, skip to the next episode because this is going to have nothing to do with true crime. This is just an episode for Austin and I to chat and have conversations with you all, because if you don't know, I have a website called mamamystery.com. And if you scroll down, you can send us a message. And in that message, you can either include a recommendation for a true crime case, or you can tell us a story or ask for advice or something like that. So I put it on our Instagram last night that we were going to start doing this. And I've already gotten 7 emails. So when you do this, it sends me an email, but it doesn't tell me who it's from. So if you don't include any kind of identifying information, I will not know who it's from. With that being said, please don't use it to be mean to me because I'm very sensitive. But a lot of you have sent us messages. So I've got my hot co-host with me today, and we're going to go through some of these messages and chat.
Hey, guys, I'm Austin.
Welcome, Austin.
Let's do this.
All right. The first one says, let's talk about being a blended step family. My husband and I have a yours, mine, and ours situation amongst our three daughters. I love being a mom and stepmom, and we raise our girls with the same love and respect, but being a blended family doesn't come without its struggles. There is the other parent dynamic, the perceived favoritism aspect,
the different schedules between homes so much. Love you both so much and hope you're doing well.
It's a good topic.
Yes.
So we're that too.
We are that also.
But somewhat. I mean, we're not yours, mine, and ours.
Right.
We kind of just look at it all as ours. But if we have to get technical for the sake of relating to this podcast, mm-hmm. it would be Kelly's and ours.
Yes. So I had two children, Jack and Kennedy, before I met Austin. And then Austin and I together have August and Elliot.
But I've known Jack and Kennedy since they were around 1 year old.
Mm-hmm. Jack was about 18 months old. Kennedy was 6 months old. So yep. they really don't know any different than Austin.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a million dynamics to it. Is that the whole question? Just about like just in general, just advice?
That's the whole message. And so I think she just was curious about how we do it. And if maybe we have any kind of advice for co-parenting or for balancing different schedules. Cause I mean, we do have four kids.
So one thing I'll say though, too, is I grew up with, divorced parents and with stepdads. I had a couple different stepdads growing up and I grew up hating stepdads. I grew up with very poor examples of stepdads and, never ever thought I'd be one cause I always hated them, mm-hmm. you know? And so like I just want to say I can totally understand how this can either be a very loving, excellent situation, like what we have now mm-hmm. and fostered, I think, for our kids. But it can also be a very bad situation. And so like anything we say here in general advice, all we can really give is general advice of how we do it now, which I think is a pretty successful way because we're generally all pretty happy. Mm-hmm. I mean, without the obviously there's normal life stuff, but I can't. It won't be very specific advice, obviously, because if there's certain struggles, you know, it's almost mm-hmm. like this person, hopefully they get something out of listening to this and then they could send back another, am I the asshole, and give us a scenario. But like,
you know, funny that you say that, because there have been multiple times when I've thought about submitting a story to Am I the Asshole myself, mm-hmm. because I had so much like doubt within myself, like, am I doing the right thing? Is this going to make me an asshole? Like, I've really struggled with that, especially over the last 10 months. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we don't have to go into extreme detail, but I do think that I think it's important to be vulnerable and honest because a lot of people will relate. So I don't know, maybe I'll just kind of like word vomit a little bit and you can tell me to stop if I need to.
Me?
Yes.
Okay.
But I feel like with our situation, it has been a roller coaster. There has been really good times. There's been really bad times because of our co-parenting situation. It hasn't always been easy. It hasn't always been pleasant. I think anyone who tries to portray that their relationship or their co-parenting relationship or even just their life in general is all hunky-dory and rainbows and sunshine all the time, they are leaving out some stuff. Like, so I just want to say that in the
as a preface.
Yeah, like in an effort of just being real. Yeah, it's not always easy. And especially lately, I feel like we have been through a down period.
One thing I'll say, though, is we have challenges just like anybody else. I don't think we ever let the challenges get to, not to pull a quote of what you said, but you said really bad, really mm-hmm. bad times and really good times. One thing I think we do a good job of is managing the challenging times so that they never become really bad. When I think really bad, I think when I was younger, growing up with a physically abusive step parent. Mm-hmm. I mean, really bad is extreme. We don't have really bad times. We have challenging times.
And when I say really bad, I'm not talking about between you and I or you and the kids. I'm talking about the relationship they have outside of our home.
Just in general.
Other people.
Yeah.
And that's probably as as like specific as I'd like to be. But you know, some of you who follow me on either Mama Mysteries page or on my personal page, you might have seen that like over the summer, we went through some drama and some stuff because there was hate being posted about me online as regards to me as a mother, as in regards to what I said during a speech that I was honored to give. I was the keynote speaker for this event called Women of Excellence. And I spoke a lot about growing up with my mom, who was an addict, and just what that was like growing up with an alcoholic. You know, I had my fair share of challenges with that alone, and it kind of shaped me into the mother that I am now. And that was really what the speech was about. But there was a small part of the speech where I mentioned my past relationship and the struggles that alcohol put on that relationship. And that is just a fact. But some people who heard that really twisted it out of context and made me a villain towards my ex. And so
and posted all kinds of shit online about us. That's what it was.
Yeah.
And so it became drama. But the reality is, like, one thing we deal with right now is I don't know where to go with this, because it's like the person could be talking more of just in general blended family. And I feel like how we treat kids, stepkids, our kids, whatever, mm-hmm. is a whole different topic almost than the co-parenting topic.
Yeah.
Because, well, man, what a difference that we have in the two regards.
For sure. And I'm the reason that I'm kind of diving into this a little bit is because I've actually gotten other messages about this. Mm-hmm. So another message that we got says, I feel like I see a lot of memes. I kind of like scoot closer. Guys, I'm getting so old. I can't see my own computer. I need reading glasses.
I thought you bought reading glasses.
I did. I just need to bring them down here. And I will next time. I'm literally zooming in so that I can see these letters. Okay. I feel like I see a lot of memes and quotes regarding not having to associate with family members that bring negativity to your life, but it's not talked about enough. I have had to distance myself from my parents and other family members because they're so toxic now, and I don't want my daughter around it. But then I feel alienated and alone, and it definitely does not help my depression and anxiety. I often feel like I'm the only one going through this, even though I know almost every family is dysfunctional. Mm-hmm. I guess an episode about doing what's best for you and your family, even if it means basically choosing to be an orphan.
I think getting away from family. So I have this saying that family is just genetic lottery.
Mm-hmm.
So just because you happen to be related by blood to somebody, if they cause you nothing but mental havoc.
Yeah, and anguish.
Then you don't just cut anybody out of your life, but like, especially like extended family, aunts, uncles, cousins, and people are like, oh, it's your aunt and your uncle. Bullshit. If your aunt and your uncle are causing you trouble, you don't need to be close to your aunt and your uncle.
Right.
I think you have a little more grace, a little more effort into a relationship like a mother or a father.
Mm-hmm.
But even then, once a lot of time goes on of really trying and you can look back and truly have a clear conscience knowing you gave it your all,
mm-hmm.
you don't have to be afraid to walk away. It's genetic lottery.
Yeah. So I guess where I'll say my part in this and, you know, like you said, you give a lot more grace to your parents or your people that are a lot closer to you. Like, how much are you willing to put up with? How much are you willing to let it affect you, which then trickles down to affecting your family, right? Mm-hmm. So when my mom was at the height of her addiction and she was really going down like a deep, dark path, she wasn't making a lot of sense. She pressed charges on me for accusing me of stealing from her. It was this whole thing we can get into in another time. But that all happened when I was, when I had just had Jack. So Jack was only about 3 or 4 months old. And then I had just found out I was pregnant with Kennedy. So I am already this vulnerable at this vulnerable state. Right. But I'm also a new mother. I've got a 3 or 4 month old baby, and then I'm expecting my second one right off the bat. And it was at that point that I knew for me as a mother charting, you know, this is uncharted territory. I knew I had to get myself off on the right foot. So it was at that point that I decided to cut off contact with my mom, because I was like, I cannot do this now. Like, you have caused me enough pain and strife prior to this. I can't let you do it to my kids.
Mm-hmm.
And by affecting me and harming me, you're inherently affecting my kids. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, that was the choice I had to make. But of course it took years to get to that point. It took years of struggle and grace and patience and frustration and all the things before I finally got to that point.
And even once you got to that point, just to be clear for people, it's not like, okay, get out the scissors, cut the relationship, cut the tether, and now I'm all good. You still struggle with
my,
that.
My other family members were still calling me and making sure I knew what was going on with it all, you know? So like, I wasn't completely away from it. It was just like, I'm kind of cutting off the direct source. Like, but I still have all these roots and branches that are still affecting me. I've just got to like trim this tree somehow and figure out. And that takes time and it takes a lot of processing and effort.
That metaphor though, you have to weed the garden. Mm-hmm. You can't let your garden get taken over by freaking weeds, by toxic people, be it longtime friends that cause you consistent disappointment, heartache, mm-hmm. frustration, be it a mother or father or an aunt and uncle or anything. Like, you got to tend your garden.
Yeah. And I really get so tired of this idea that just because they're family, just because they're blood, you have to put up with them.
Yeah.
Put up with their stuff. Like,
I grew up with 20. Not fair. I grew up with 20 plus aunts and uncles. Well, 20 plus blood sisters and brothers to my mom and my dad. So then husbands and wife. So probably more like 30 or 40. Right. And so I get that that's different than the person who has one aunt who's a, oh, my aunt's a bitch and I don't want anything to do with her. It was real easy for me. I got like 40 of them. So see you later.
But I love my aunts. Every one of them. I love them to death.
But
I have great aunts.
But
shout out to Pat and Deborah and Sarah. I am blessed.
Yeah. But you get what I'm saying.
Yes.
So I
just didn't want it to get misconstrued that like, oh yeah, does Kelly maybe have beef with one of her aunts?
Well, yeah, all usually. My family, if they even care to listen to this, I don't really, it is what it is.
Man.
Back to the first thing, the co-parenting, the step.
The struggles. And
yeah. Let
like
me,
that.
Let me say this. Okay. The reason we're sitting here sounding cryptic is because we have what I'll call intense co-parenting challenges going on right now. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we have a person that we're co-parenting with that claims that we alienate our kids from him and we don't want him to have anything to do with them and all this, when it couldn't be further from the truth. Mm-hmm. And that type of thing is spewed of, oh, you're alienating me from the kids publicly, in my opinion, to feel less guilt about the fact that you don't want or have to put forth the effort.
Right.
Okay. So without getting way into our situation and going in and opening ourselves a can of worms after this, where we end up in this stupid thing.
I've already been
thing.
Through so many cans of worms, like a Sam's Club pallet size of worms that like this, whatever comes from this will not faze me. I've been through it all. I've heard it all from this family and everyone they want to talk to about it or whatever they want to put on social media. Thankfully, it doesn't usually gain much traction because a lot of people who know these people, they know who they are. They know what they're capable of. They know me also.
Funny enough, if you happen to listen to this episode and then you happen to see Kelly go unhinged on TikTok telling a whole entire 10-part reality TV series about our life, then you'll know that this stirred up something. But it's not going to. It's what it is, what it is. So I guess I add that though, just to say to that person that mentions this, you know, hey, any advice for this dynamic? My advice, to simplify, I'll boil it down my thoughts and you boil down yours. Mm-hmm. Mine would be inside your house, lead with love and grace and make sure that everybody's in it for the real right reasons and you love the kids. And I'll say an unpopular opinion, you put each other first. Mm-hmm. And I think eventually we could do an episode on relationships, but like you and your spouse have to be first priority before the kids. And I say that's an unpopular opinion, but if that ain't right, then there's going to be unhappiness and trickle side effects that are not positive if the relationship isn't right first. So in our house, at least this is how I prioritize things, Kelly and my relationship is number one, and the kids are obviously right there as the closest number two possible.
Mm-hmm. They're right up there. It's almost like
it's almost
two
neck and neck
pyramids. Yeah. It's like we're at the top of our relational period and then our pyramid, and then the kids are at the top of our familial pyramid. But like,
right, but you
I feel
can't
like
lose
equally
sight.
Important.
Yeah, you just can't lose sight of one another, though.
Right.
Because the second that starts slipping, and there starts being tension, and you get to that roommate phase, and there's really no example of love for the kids to see. I don't think that's positive.
Right, and that's just as a family dynamic in general, but as it relates to co-parenting, and having a blended family, a blended home. I think ultimately you have to put your kids' safety first when it comes to juggling another family, another home mm-hmm. with your own. Okay. So like taking our marriage outside of it. Okay.
Right. Right.
When it comes to that specific subject, you have to prioritize your kids' happiness, their safety, their health, their peace. So if listen, if your kid is just like, oh, I don't want to go to dad's 'cause it's boring. Well,
you should encourage that relationship.
You got to encourage them to go and try to make the best of it and encourage them to find ways to make it more positive, right? But if your kids are like, I don't want to go there because of X, Y, and Z, and these are all major red flags, then it is your job as their parent to advocate for what they're saying, their concerns, their fears, and all of that.
And I think what you're saying, just to be even more clear, when we're saying you don't want to go there because the kid doesn't want to go there because of X, Y, Z, literally a safety concern.
Yes.
They're cooking meth. They're drinking and driving. There's weird stuff going on. A sexual, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
We're
not saying these are what's going on with us.
No, I'm just, like,
there's nothing like that. But yeah, like things like, you know.
But then I think to your point of, I don't want to go there because I'm bored. Yeah. You encourage it. I'll tell you the route we've taken. And it's funny because right now we don't have a successful co-parenting thing going on, but I think this is still good advice. Mm-hmm. If your kid is, I don't want to go there because of, I don't like what we do in here and there. You know, I think what we did was we would reach out to, so I would recommend reaching out to the parent, the kid's dad or mom or whoever it is, and saying, hey, I was talking to little Tommy and little Tommy doesn't like when you're doing this. May I suggest this thing that you guys could do that I know he would enjoy to try to enhance that? My point is like your heart has to be in the right place for your kid. Mm-hmm. So the things that you can do best for their relationship with the dad, with the mom, with you guys in your house, you prioritize that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, we went to Mexico for Kelly's birthday and we spent 2 hours on the phone with the kid's dad giving advice on, hey, you know, the kids are not liking this, this, and this. Here's some recommendations because we think that this could help make it better.
And we wanted it to be better.
Yeah.
We wanted it to be better. We were encouraging these things, like wanting to rectify it. I mean, my intentions truly were pure. And the messages that I was sending were long and detailed. And I thought they were pretty sympathetic for an ex-wife and a co-parenting situation, but it fell on deaf ears. And so, like, you can only do so much, and when somebody doesn't want help, then you're just kind of like, well, then I can't really help you then, obviously.
But I think if the effort's there, it's just like almost anything else in life, you want to help people who are helping themselves. So you try your best you can to help.
Yeah.
You know, and if it's in the best interest of your kids, I think that's important. Parenting's hard as shit.
It is so hard. And the unfortunate thing is that when situations like this are played out on social media, there is so much that you do not see. And I frequently see posts from jilted exes on Facebook, just for an example of, you know, basically just putting it all out there, what went down in a relationship. But, you know, there's one side, there's another side, and then in the middle somewhere is the truth, right? And I just think it's important to keep those things in mind, because when things were being said about me on social media, I was biting my tongue so hard, I probably would have bit through it if I was literally biting it, because there was just so much that was being said. I was getting anonymous text messages from people saying, oh, you need to stop alienating so-and-so from so-and-so. And I'm like, if only you knew, like, and I would just send all the screenshots and be like, but oh my gosh, I came so close to wanting to just put all the screenshots out on social media. But then you have to think, like, your kids are going to grow up someday and they're probably going to see that stuff. And I mean, how much of their lives do you want out on social media for everyone to see? Like, if they go to school, if they go to high school and they're like, oh yeah, my mom knows your mom and they saw all this drama and that your dad is this and that, like, that's not what you want for your kids either.
Yeah. And our kids are 10 and 11. I'd rather, you know, they don't need to be involved in serious conversations that would impact or sway them one way or the other. Those conversations can be had when they're 20, you know, or whatever.
Yeah. And trust me when I say, if there's a way that you feel about your ex, please just keep it to yourself, because I promise you, your kids will figure it out eventually. If it's true and it's a genuine feeling that you have, or a fear that you have, or something, an issue that you're dealing with, you don't need to tell your kids. You don't need to say, this is why, this and that. They'll eventually figure it out when they're old enough to figure it out.
Yes. And I think that could be said for myself, yourself, everybody, is like, one day your kids are going to figure you out. And you hope that they there's like not much to figure out. You hope that it's like, oh, dad's exactly who I thought he was. Yeah. Mom's exactly who I thought she was. That's my goal.
Yeah.
I would rather always lead with honesty and lead with my best foot forward. Not that I'm perfect, but I'm just saying I would rather lead with that. And they get old enough and they go, oh man, he's exactly who I thought he was.
Yeah.
That's always been a kind of a goal of mine.
And they notice like the kind of effort that you put in. They'll eventually notice that.
Yeah. I don't know if we answered this person's stuff. I think this was fun. If you were the person who sent that in, you know, if you want to send a more detailed scenario or kind of make it an am I the asshole thing or,
yeah,
I mean, or if nothing else.
I think just to reiterate, her message said, you know, let's talk about being a blended step family. And I feel like we did a good job of what it's like for us, but I truly do think a lot of people are going to relate to this because divorce is very common and blended families aren't exactly a rare thing. And so I think there's a lot of people that are going to relate to this. And I'll just end this by saying, like, I wish this weren't the case for us. I've never wanted to have this type of situation be our story. It just is an unfortunate truth of what we're dealing with. But at the end of the day, like, we're doing the best we can with the cards we've been dealt. The kids are happy. They have straight A's. They are happy.
They're loved. I think here's the deal, too. I think this is a chapter we're in. And we happen to record this episode when we're in this chapter. Because it's not always been like it currently is.
Right.
And hopefully it won't always be like this. But it's just the current chapter. Not all the chapters are lovely.
Yeah. And if you're going through it too, you're not alone. If you want to vent, you can reach out to me. You can vent away on the forum on our website. You can send me a DM. I'll try to look at it, but I'm not great with my DMs. I am good with my email though. But anyway, I hope this helps. If you have a situation you want to talk to us about, or if you want to ask for advice as it relates to something specific or broad, you can use that form on our website, mamamystery.com.
Keep them coming about anything.
Yeah, anything at all. Is there anything else you want to add before we hop off and go get these kids?
Got nothing.
Okay.
Mama Mystery out.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You chose to hit play on this podcast today. Smart choice. Make another smart choice with AutoQuote Explorer to compare rates from multiple car insurance companies all at once. Try it at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance and Affiliates. Not available in all states and situations. Prices may vary on how you buy.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.